Did you approach the team when it came time to redo the contract, or did they approach you, and how did that decision come about?
Well, you know, I kind of knew that we was going to be in a situation to where we were going to have to do that to be, you know, in order to get some players in here to help, you know, win some games. You know, when everything was all over with and, you know, and done, you know, my agent and I sat down and, you know, and we talked, you know, X, Y, Z, what's the better situation and this and that and the other. You know, so, you know, like I said, but, you know, the Giants made it very fair for me in the situation that I was in to let me know that they like me around here and, you know, and they want me to be here.
Did it help that to know that some of that money may be going towards your buddy then?
Oh, no question. No question about it. You know, I know he played very well last year and the year before that. So, given the lockout and everything that happened, you know, no one knew what was going to happen with anybody, especially the free agents, knowing that, you know, if you're going to be free after 6 or 4, whatever the case was, you know, he was going to want, you know, to be compensated for his work. So, you know, and given the fact that, you know, I said, down to ESPN in the weekend, you know, that I would be willing to do it. You know, I want to win. You know, it's not about, you know, money, you know, and everything else. I want to be able to get out and win games because at the end of the day, you could be rich as you want to be, but and not win any games. That you know, that doesn't help you out. You'll just be an unsuccessful former player with a lot of money.
So what does he owe you now?
No, he doesn't owe me anything. He just need to get in that big arena over there and do what he got to do, you know, and be productive. That's all he has to do. He doesn't really owe me anything, but, you know, I'm going to discuss something with him. So Brandon, it's going
to
come.
Brandon, the natural feeling is to want to be the man, but it looks like you and Ahmad are going to split the loads. I mean, are you fine with that? Is there an upside to that?
Listen, the way I run, you know, I could take the whole load. No question about it. I've done it, you know, before, you know. But the way this league runs, you got to have two backs. You know, you got to be able to have two healthy backs in order to win. You know, and I think we got more than two actually. So, you know, it's it doesn't matter who's out there first. You know, that doesn't bother me, you know, whatsoever. But I just want to win.
Coach Coughlin said that you need more carries this year. Ahmad told us yesterday he's planning on sharing more carries this year. Do you have a goal in mind? Do you have an idea in mind? This is what I want out of this year.
Realistically, I want to have a lot of carries. No question about it. I want to have a lot of touchdowns and a lot of yards. That's the only way that I can answer that question because that's the only thing that matters. You know,
it's a lot. Like, is 200 a lot? Is 1,000 yards a lot?
1,000 yards is a lot. Definitely is, you know, it's something that I would be aiming for. You know, I'm not going to actually tell you my goal, but, you know, it's around that area. And 200 carries, that is a lot as well. You know, I don't know if that could happen, you know, with two backs, like, you know, for either of us. But, you know, whatever happens. Like I said, I just want to come out, I want to win games, and I want to be successful as a team.
Thoughts about the reshuffling of the offensive
line?
I mean, I know it doesn't really matter who's in front of you, but any thoughts about that?
You know, first off, you know, I want to say, you know, I played with Richie and Sean for 6 years, and they have been some of the best guys in the locker room to me. And I've enjoyed every minute. I've enjoyed going to battle with the guys. It's we're going to definitely miss them, you know. Not only, you know, the spectacular play that they gave us on the field, but them as people in the locker room and personality. So those guys are going to be well missed.
Brandon, I joined the party late here. I don't know if you were asked about your health in comparison to coming in previous years. How's your knees? How's everything feel?
I feel like my one-year-old Quinn. You know, I'm healthy. You know, I feel really good. You know, I didn't beat on myself that much. You know, I worked out and I worked hard. I didn't really beat on myself that much, like some other guys might have done. But I feel really good. I feel faster. I'm just ready to get out and play some football.
Your 1 year with.